One snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
There probably aren't two more dissimilar teams in the National Football League than the Pittsburgh Steelers and Dallas Cowboys. This goes way back to the 1970s. Just the way the two franchises operated, the way the players conducted themselves, America's team, the Steelers now looking for the limelight, the Cowboys always have, and just the difference in the attitudes of the teams, the franchises, and the cities. And yet, Mike, there are similarities in that the Cowboys have been up and down all over the map, and you don't really know quite what to expect from them.
Yeah, and they're in a similar position that we're in that we're both fighting for our playoff lives. So I expect the urgency to be sky high and really both teams to come into the stadium ready to play and play well.
Let's start evaluating him as a quarterback.
You know, I think he's a talented and established player. You know, I think some of the criticism just comes with being the quarterback in Dallas if you're not Roger Staubach.
Quarterback.
You know, I think he's a talented and established player. You know, I think some of the criticism just comes with being the quarterback in Dallas. And I think that he does a nice job of embracing it or at least understanding it. But I'm more focused on his talents, you know. He has a strong arm. He's got a great rapport with the receivers that he works with. And in that group, I include Jason Witten, their perennial Pro Bowl tight end who's been a dominant player for over a decade now. Not only have to contend with that element of their attack and Romo's ability to include all the eligibles, but you also got to contend with his legs and his ability to extend plays or seemingly create something out of nothing. We got our work cut out for us this week, especially given the fact that we didn't do a great job of rushing the passer a week ago.
You had some experience with dealing with a talented tight end with Antonio Gates in San Diego. Witten is remarkable in some of the things he's accomplished. He has obviously a great rapport with Romo. When it's a wide receiver, you can double coverage the guy. Maybe you take him out of the game. But when you've got a tight end like that who primarily operates between the numbers in the seams, how do you deal with a guy like him?
You know, you're not going to deny him the ball over the course of 60 minutes, but you better do things to minimize what he's capable of, particularly in situational football, areas of the game in which he really excels. He does a nice job in third down and 7-10, and always has, of creating space for himself in body positioning underneath defenders. He's got a great rapport with Romo. In those instances, man, we got to mix things up and do a great job of minimizing what he's capable of there. In some other instances, he's going to catch some balls. We got to make sure that they're not vertical ones that provide chunks for their offense or flip the field and simply tackle to catch.
Conventionally, a strong safety would be responsible for a tight end, maybe a linebacker. Has modern-day football changed that kind of philosophy?
Yeah, I just think the evolution of football changes that. But not only that, but I think the weapons around him. I think when you're also faced with minimizing a guy like Dez Bryant, you got to make those type of decisions that you need to make. If you're employing a safety to defend Jason Witten, and that means you're in a one high safety defense, and you know big, strong, possession type guys like Dez Bryant excel in one-on-one matchups with most corners. So it'll be a little cat and mouse, but that's always the case. I think that's what makes the planning and the strategy of the game so exciting for us.
They had difficulties running the football when they lost to DeMarco Murray. He, however, unfortunately, is back. What makes him special?
You know, he is a tough, tough, combative runner. I'm really impressed with the manner in which he combats defenders. I knew that he, of course, is a very fast guy with great top-end speed and very good hands. And, you know, he's a one-cut runner, if you will. He's got a nice skip step. He's always making yards after contact, but I've just really been impressed with his overall toughness, which you don't get an opportunity to see on Oklahoma tape in that spread attack. This guy can line up in the I formation and run downhill at people, and he's proven that since he's been in Big D.
Let's talk about their defense. Give us a sense of what they run and how they run it.
You know, they're a 3-4 outfit that really the strength of their team defensively is predicated on the abilities of DeMarcus Ware, obviously, and Anthony Spencer, their other outside linebacker. Those guys wreak havoc. They're very versatile. Both tackles have got to be prepared to block both guys. They flip them and flip them quite often. They couple that with a quality interior front. Ratliff at the nose is a, you know, multiple time. Really, the strength of their team defensively is predicated on the abilities of DeMarcus Ware, obviously, and Anthony Spencer, their other outside linebacker. Those guys wreak havoc. They're very versatile. Both tackles have got to be prepared to block both guys. They flip them and flip them quite often. They couple that with a quality interior front. Ratliff at the nose is a, you know, pedigree-like corners. And they've invested in that way to have this type of a group. They spent some money on Brandon Carr and free agency they picked up from Kansas City, and obviously they got a couple of first-rounders in Mike Jenkins and, of course, Claiborne, the young rookie.
There are many variations of any configuration of a defense. Is there a 3-4 in any way similar to the 3-4 that you run?
It is, and particularly the way that they utilize their people situationally. It becomes a 4-2, if you will, when you put more than two wide receivers on the field in the manner in which ours does. We will have some familiarity and structure in that regard, trying to compare the guys that they utilize in the manner in which we utilize our outside linebackers. But the bottom line is that they're unique people. 94 is a unique guy. The length in which he plays with is different than the length that our guys are used to blocking at that position. And they do a nice job, of course, of playing to those strengths.
Well, obviously, with what's on the line, it's a very important game, as Coach says, for both football teams. They go after late Sunday afternoon in Dallas.